Hey, greetings, it's Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a message of hope and truth and discernment. Hey, the hope of salvation, being saved in Christ. What a glorious thing. It's what we preach. It's what we focus on. It's what we're all about. It's what transformed our lives from the worst despicable sinners on earth to saints serving God, striving in holiness and obedience. Let me read a section of scripture to you that has reference to the hope and being saved in Christ. The Apostle Paul, commissioned by Christ, called to spread the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand. Verse 2. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, lest you believed in vain. Here the Apostle Paul is talking about the gospel. He goes on to talk about Christ's burial, death, burial, and resurrection for mankind. But did you notice there he talks about salvation, saved, if, in verse 2, you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you believed in vain. This goes against the Calvinistic mindset that you believe once you're saved for all eternity. The Bible does not teach that. So the hope of Christ is not about works. The hope of Christ is not about man-made theology like Calvinism, Reformation, Protestantism. No. The hope of Christ is found in the Word who is Christ. 1 John tells us that, or John 1, I should say. John chapter 1 tells us Christ as the Word became flesh. And that hope in the Word is something you must endure in. Matthew 10, Jesus says you must endure. It takes faith to be saved, justified in Christ. That faith must remain and endure. Jesus said it. Paul says it here in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2. So just wanted to bring you a message of hope and salvation today. Put your faith in Christ. Repent. Here's the gospel. Put your faith in Christ who did all that he could do, no one else could do it, living the perfect life. Repent. Turn your mind and your life towards the things of God. God promises a new heart and a new mind, you'll be born again. Then in holiness and obedience as fruit that you're his, not works alone, fruit that you're his, you endure in holiness and obedience to the end, unto the hope of eternal life. That's the gospel. Don't let man-made religion deceive you. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out John 4:24 radio, or you're listening to an audio here. Check out our teaching blog, hundreds of articles to help you in the true faith and out of man-made religion. Check out our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we expose man-made denominational, evangelical, Roman Catholicism, Mormon, Lutheran, Jehovah Witness, name your flavor. That's what we do. Three things. Proclaim a biblical gospel, teach the true New Testament body. We expose false ways of man. Thanks for listening. Hope and salvation in Christ. Do you have it? Do you know how to get it for God's word? Let us know how we can help you. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.